Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. As the days lengthen, it's time to get cozy. So it makes sense that we would take a look at alpacas. Amazing alpacas. They're unbearably cute and their fleece is unbelievably soft. Indeed, alpacas have carved out a warm place in the hearts of their aficionados, a place that's growing exponentially this fall. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you, both live and virtual events. Do check out our happening this week for dates, times, and links. We like the following. Visual and drawing class, giving life to art. This is virtual. Join the artist and director of the Frelinghuysen Morris House and Studio for a virtual visual and drawing class. Whether you enjoy simply looking at art or aspire to create it, contour exercises draw on the wondrous visual capacity of our brains. Visual activities allow the participant to eliminate premature self-judgment and inspire the appreciation of what gives life to art. All you have to bring is an open mind, paper, and a pencil or charcoal. Shakespeare and Company, November Reading Series. This too is virtual. In Richard Wesley's Autumn, Frank Longley is a veteran big city mayor who's in line to become the first black governor of his state, until his godson is tapped by the party to run instead. As a new generation of black politicians come forward, they must learn that there is a price to pay to realize their ambitions. This gripping political drama explores the conflicts that arise when aspirations collide across generational, racial, and gender divides. The broadcast on Friday, November 6th, will be followed by a talkback featuring Shakespeare and Company's artistic director, playwright Richard Wesley, the director, and the ensemble cast. Winter Walk and Workshop, A Pollinator's Perspective. This is in person. In a guided outdoor walk and workshop, explore the stunning art-designed landscape of Frederick Church's masterpiece, Alana, from the perspective of pollinators. The walk will be led by Chris and Lisa Lehman of Fox Farm Apiary, a honeybee rescue and sanctuary in the Hudson Valley, which maintains an apiary on-site at Alana. Learn about honeybees and humans can prepare for the winter and watch a short demo about making beeswax salves in Hudson, New York. Faculty recital from Bach to Brahms, virtual. Simon's Rock Music faculty members, Anne Legine on cello and Larry Wallach on piano, will perform a live-streamed program of solo and chamber music featuring the connections between Johann Sebastian Bach and Johannes Brahms. The program will include Bach's Suite No. 2 in D minor for solo cello, a set of short piano works by Brahms, and conclude with Brahms' Sonata No. 2 in F major for cello and piano. Discourse and Process, Documentary Poetics. This too is virtual. Part documentary, part lyric essay, part primer. Defacing the Monument is an exploration of the many ways we tell stories. Author Susan Briante will be joining Julie Selfo for an impactful conversation about what art can and should do in this moment of crisis. The book originated as a series of essays when Briante began taking students to the U.S.-Mexican border in 2016 to write about immigration issues, and evolved into a reflection on documentary poetics, the act of witnessing and writing about the suffering of others. Check out our website for contact information on happening this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is now live and up to date, with many more entertainment options. Please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves that link directly to their websites. Our favorite thing, Food, glorious food. As we approach Thanksgiving, we think of those who may be food insecure, especially poignant over the holidays. We profile some ways to help out on ways to donate food or money. Out on a Limb, the monthly column from our own Catherine Boughton, Myth of the Groaning Board. She takes a look at the first Thanksgiving. The pilgrims, like us, had a perfectly dreadful year before that first Thanksgiving in 1621. The menu, unlike ours, they would not have eaten a self-basting turkey, but rather tough and stringy wild fowl. A great look back at our forebears' celebration. Berkshire Kitchen. Toasted apple cinnamon sandwich. The perfect snack or meal for young and old alike. What's best is that one large apple would often make enough sandwiches to feed many, and very autumn. Country Homes, Sugar Maple Farm in Pequog, New York, offered at $15 million. Privately situated in the midst of over 460 acres, the Georgian-style manor house overlooks a large spring-fed lake. Outside, a terrace for entertaining, tennis court, and par 3 putting green. A Victorian-era gatehouse has 4 apartments and a spacious farm office. Other buildings include a staff building, 2 managers' houses, and several barns, all connected by a paved interior roadway. Wow. Inner Elegance. Who isn't feeling dazed and confused by the chaotic times we live in? Ideas of what normal means are constantly shifting as powerful forces of global change come together and build momentum. We live in the age of speed. The pace is no longer marked in centuries and decades, but in years, months, and even days as the chaos intensifies. Carolyn has some thoughts and solutions. Behind the page, what if today were the last day of your life? How would you spend it? Who would you see? And what would you do? I investigate this for myself as a way to continue living my best conscious life. Our newly designed site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're very proud of our 2020 look. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have an amazing week. Enjoy this most glorious season in the Berkshires. Stay safe and well. And please consider donating food to those who are food insecure for the holidays.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.